Hi, precious people. Welcome back to Lavender Strides. I hope you had a great week. I hope your family is safe and, you know, you're smiling more. So if you're in Kenya, you have heard about this pro-gas story. I'm just gonna call it the pro-gas situation, because I don't wanna, you know, invade too much. But for, you know, it has been for me a real life teachable moment. Just the realization that, by the way, your past has a way of coming back and biting you in the ass when you least expect it. You know, not to say that, you know, we're not perfect. Yeah. I mean, we all have stories and things we've done that we've been through that are not exciting and maybe we are ashamed about, we feel guilty about them. So we, you know, they're not things that I would start, you know, you'd start a conversation with, or that you'd be so eager to tell another person. So it has just been an experience, just a reminder of like the log in my eye, taking me back to my past and just seeing the things I've done and, you know, and understanding that, you know, there's a time in the future that I'm going to be required to reveal these pasts. And the truth is that there are certain truths that can be very disruptive to our plus ones. There's certain things and certain information that if we do not divulge to our plus ones at the right time, have the capacity to really just throw them off balance and result in a lot of heartache and pain. And so we really do have a duty to reveal these truths, and to prepare ourselves for that big reveal when the time comes by just doing the work of, first of all, forgiving ourselves and making peace with those things that have happened in the past. And so when I was just thinking about how much do you divulge when you're in a relationship, like how much about yourself do you tell? And you know, I don't believe that everybody you date deserves to know everything about you. I feel like that is a very intimate space. There's things that are more intimate than others, and until you feel safe to divulge that kind of information, you know, you don't have to tell every single person you date about those things. But when it comes to a situation where that kind of information could have an effect on the other person's choice, like it could affect them choosing you, like the decision of them choosing you could be informed by that truth, then to that extent, they have a right to know that truth, and I have a duty to tell them that truth. So it's not easy. It's not easy, but it's important to stay, to keep it honest and to be raw and real about these truths. And I think, you know, the worst thing that you can ever do, which I had to learn when I was younger, is don't let your plus one, I mean, if you can control that situation, don't let your plus one have to go and find out stuff about your past from other people, because, you know, information kind of gets distorted and, you know, things can get very messy very quickly. So as soon as you're able to tell this truth, and as soon as a decision is going to be made that affects your plus one's life and affects you, then it's time. Like, that is when you know it is time now for me to tell the truth. And as soon as you feel safe to tell, and I'm not, and you know, it's difficult sometimes because there's some things that, I don't know, it's not easy to feel safe to tell, but I think just being conscious about it and really just forgiving yourself really just helps with that disclosure process, and it also gives you an opportunity to control the narrative, because if you're able to like tell your own story your own way, then I think it can be received that way. And having just understood that it's not easy to divulge this information, then as the opposite party, when your plus one does come to you with some kind of information that, you know, is not exciting, it's information that you look at them and you wonder, wow, okay, sour. But, you know, you can extend that grace. You can extend that grace to them, and forgive them, and just allow them an opportunity to warm up and to feel safe so that they can be able to come to you and tell you these things. And after they have told you that truth, to be very honest about how that makes you feel and whether it has had any effect on your relationship, and also to be very gentle and accepting and be willing to forgive, because nobody is perfect at all. So I just want to extend, you know, hugs, man. I want to send hugs to His Highness and His Lady. They were so excited, I guess, about this new place in their lives. But, you know, I hope they can figure it out. It can't be easy. So hugs and kisses, guys. Yeah. So thank you for listening and for hanging out with me. May the Lord continue to keep you. And I will see you next post. Adios.